listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and you're invited to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Vampire detective Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of vampire officers, can Everett keep the town running, or will 14,000 people and vampires be liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, Canada's number one TTRPG podcast company, listen to Canada by Night now to find out why it's been downloaded more than 1 million times. With a table made up of Vampire the Masquerade veterans and people brand new to the game, this is the perfect podcast if you've been playing Vampire your entire life or if you've never heard of Vampire the Masquerade before. Follow and listen to Canada by Night wherever fine podcasts can be found. It's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But the stakes are. And if this is the first episode you've decided to listen to, boy, are you about to hit the business end of a learning curve. But before we begin, a quick note that to celebrate the season finale, there's a flash sale all week at the Magic Tavern Dashery store, because nothing says carefully wrought tension like merch. So if you've ever wanted a Magic Tavern shirt, but, you know, cheaper, find the link in the show notes. And now find yourself on the edge of your seat as you lean forward and enjoy the show.
Before we go through this door and try to save people, is it okay if I still do the intro to the podcast?
I think so, maybe, but just a little quicker than normal.
Sure.
Like the cliff notes?
Yeah. I get it, because it's urgent. Like, the Towel Town is being attacked, and I don't want to take too long just introing the show. But it helps me, exactly. If that makes sense. It's just a little thing I need for me.
Yes, centering. You've told me it's centering.
Absolutely.
Let me get out the candles out of your backpack.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, just having a little bit of an atmosphere really helps. Like, get me into a mental place to do the show, and then by proxy, save the whole city.
Okay, this is eucalyptus. I'll toss those out. Lavender.
Oh.
Lavender coconut. Toss those out.
Those smell nice.
What? I just grabbed from the bargain bin. Okay, orange. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 11 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal, and I use that to upload
Who's
a podcast.
Who's talking behind that door?
Oh, shit. There are people.
Rock hogs in there.
Oh. We are just finishing introing a podcast. We will be out to fight you in just a second.
Arnie, no. We should pretend to be other rock hogs.
Oh, okay. Chunt, what?
Oh, too late now.
What's your podcast about?
Well,
a question no one's ever asked.
The intro kind of succinctly sets it up, basically, but in this episode, the entire city is being attacked, as you know, and we're trying to save as many people as possible before we're all destroyed by Spintax's forces.
Oh, that sounds entertaining to me. I'm here to kill everyone and open that door so I can kill everyone.
Arnie, do not try and interview him.
Oh, he seems interesting.
I can see your hand reaching, Arnie.
Interesting.
Do not...
I am joined by my co-host.
I'm a rock hog and part-time DJ.
He does such a good job just already offering up things about himself. He would be a good interview.
Fine.
But I am joined by my co-host, who I will probably die with in the next few minutes, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong, yes, bing bong. Okay, Ernie, we gotta go.
Okay, let's bang through this door.
There. You two ain't rock hogs. I'm gonna eat your souls.
The fuck?
Is that what rock hogs do? I guess I don't really know what the whole rock hog thing is.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about it for an hour or so if you've got the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Chunt, sneak behind him while I talk to him and take him out, okay?
Okay.
So, how did you get into rock hogging?
Well, I was born into rock hogging. I found music as my love.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, frying pan to the back of the head.
That was pretty good, Chunt.
Thank you. All
we have to do now is interview everything that's attacking the city and we'll be fine.
Hell yeah. And Arnie, when this is done, promise me, we get tattoos.
We get what twos?
Tattoos.
Okay, no further questions. Oh, look, here comes Usidor. He's falling out of the sky.
Oh, I caught him. Hello, pretty lady. I mean, wizard.
Thank you. Thank you for catching me.
Yeah, of course.
I am joined by my other co-host, who will probably also die with us because he's no longer immortal, but has a better chance of surviving than us, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights. And I'm here to kick some major ass.
Look, I think, is that Hildy Shiblin, the oldest turtle in all of Foon?
Hildy, you old thing.
Oh, hi. Good to see you guys. People are acting very strange today. I'm not really sure what's going on, but the vibes are off, if you ask me. Maybe a new shell phone just dropped? Everyone seems very stressed.
Hildy, there's a war going on. It's really dangerous out here right now.
You should probably get to the bottom of the ocean and just stay there for a while.
I'm actually taking a new meditation course taught by one of my lovers. Well, he started as my meditation coach, and then he said that I was transcending so well that we did become lovers. Not a surprise if you know about me.
Do you understand what is happening right now?
Hildy, are you listening to us at all?
Kind of nodding and smiling, but I don't think she understands. Hildy, you gotta leave, sweetie. Sweetie, you gotta go.
Anyway, so stuff like this doesn't really get to me anymore, but I can send you some of his tapes if you're interested. He's really good at what he does. This isn't even bothering me.
What is our obligation? Like, do we have to just sort of try to save her even though she doesn't understand? Or maybe just, like, hope that that shell will keep her safe and come back later?
Arnie, Chunt, I think this is going to be a difficult conversation, but I think it's time that we sent Hildy to her shell.
It's time.
Sorry, can't hear you. I'm kind of on another plane right now. Tame Impala Nombre.
All right. Here's somebody we can save. Hey, sir, I remember you. We've had you on the show before. Duncan, is that your name?
Nope, I'm a rock hog, just being a rock hog over here. just definitely
a rock. Sure, you're Duncan Potato Grease, right?
Wait, Arnie? Chunt? Oh my god. Thank you. I've been needing to be saved. I've just been pretending to be one of those rock hogs because I didn't know what else to do.
Sure. Have you just been walking around saying I'm a rock hog?
Rock hogging.
Yeah, and holding that rock up in front of your face helps a lot too.
Yeah, and oinking. Yeah. And, I'm in between oinks. I do it every 5 minutes.
That's smart.
Because I think that's a rock hog thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you sort of tape the rock upwards on your face. Like, that makes sense. Top of the tape is on your forehead.
Oh, let me re-angle it.
If you don't want it taped there, Duncan, I could blast it onto your face with magic.
That would be... This. We are in dark times. People are absolutely rocking me in the stomach. And I don't know what to do with that.
And your thing was being rocked in the face with magic, and so you probably don't like being rocked in the stomach by magic.
My stomach, I have a weak constitution. I'm barfing everywhere.
Uh-huh. Here, let me try to permanently attach this rock to your face.
Good.
Get up!
Wait.
Oh, that looks painful. That didn't seem like a good solution, Usidor.
Did that help?
I think it helped. My head's so much heavier, but I think this disguise might work.
Okay. Okay, so we're starting to save one person, basically. Wait. Also, look, I think I recognize these other two. We know a lot of people in Northeastia. Aren't these the evil skinny dogs? It's been a few years.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is it Von Kistra?
He's Von Kistra, yes.
This is my love, Von Kistra, yes.
And Talimpia?
Oh, Tommy, yes, it is me.
Oh, Von Kistra, Talimpia, it's good to see you again. This is our friend Duncan. He's not really a rock hog. You're not in any danger from him.
You gotta keep those things away from me. I don't know what that is.
Isn't this the most wonderful time ever? Yes. It's magnificent.
Oh, of course. Arnie, you see, they're going to be very excited that the city's being overrun by rock hogs and fog dogs and box hogs and gog hogs because they're evil dogs.
Yes. Yes.
Am I crazy or did they get skinnier?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You also look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
They're just vibrating.
Yes. They got longer and skinnier.
Longer, skinnier. And look at this ab.
Oh, it's so unsettling to look at you directly. I don't really like it.
How are we doing? You're wondering. We're doing very well.
I was wondering. I know we're being attacked, but I always love just a little catching up.
Quick catch up. Talimpia, tell him what we've been up to.
Oh, my goodness. Other than just basking in the badness? Let's see. A little bit of staycations. Not so many vacations.
Yeah.
A little bit of evacuations.
Evacuations.
Yes.
From the
and
city?
A little bit of constipation.
Oh, we evacuated from a safe place to come here so we could be in danger.
Arnie, do not launch into Cajun Man. You've told us all about him.
Everyone, duck! Come on, Cogs!
Duck!
Duncan, right in the fucking face.
Oh yeah, that Gog Cog got him right in the face. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the fog dogs might be our cousins, so be careful if you kill them. Ask them.
Before I kill them, I should see if they're your cousins, but I should go ahead and kill them.
Yes.
One of them is named Steve.
If you see Steve, or you see very skinny fog dog.
I'm going to have to write this down. Steve?
Or skinny fog dog.
He's our cousin by marriage.
Oh, here comes a cute little bird. It flew into Duncan's stomach. Are you okay, Duncan?
So sharp. Play fair. Hit me in the face. God damn.
I don't think that's an evil bird. I think it was just flying by.
Yeah, I can guarantee it was not evil. We would have vibed.
So you have like evil vibe, like evil dar? I don't know. Is that an appropriate
evil
question?
Yes. When we know someone is evil, our hind legs go up and we get even taller and skinnier and we sniff in the sky.
You guys got to stop scratching my leg so much. Those claws are nasty.
Thank you so much.
So are you hoping to, like, team up with these evil forces or just kind of, like, be in the chaos?
Well, we sort of need to have some after us if we feel the evil. If we become one with them, we will just be sort of in sync.
We're not joiners.
No.
Oh, I do see a fog rolling in. Perhaps we should duck back through this corridor, back into the safety of part of the castle. We will be completely covered, but we have to run. Run!
You'll notice in this corridor we have written much evil graffiti.
Oh.
Do not look at it unless you want to think we are cool.
He says, I'm like a bird. I only fly away.
Oh.
Wow.
I was sort of in an emo moment.
Sounds like a song lyric.
Yeah, it's really thought-provoking for evil. You know, usually evil's like destroy, kill, crush, that sort of thing.
We think that if we can convince people good stuff is also evil, then everything is evil.
Oh,
whoa.
Yes.
Wow, Talimpia, that really blew my mind in a big way. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you for your honesty.
They're getting just all in the way of my legs when I'm walking.
Yeah. Please, just stay away from Duncan's legs.
I'm going to trip.
But we're actually glad that you found us. Because even though it is magnificent out here, we don't want to be part of a team.
Oh, you're sort of doing your own evil thing. You have machinations and plans and that sort of thing?
Yes, this goes against what we want, even though it's pretty cool.
Yes.
Last time we saw you, your preferred form of evil was capitalism, I believe?
Yes.
You're running a little business. How's that going?
It's
bad.
Yes, as bad as could be.
Oh, Is that good for you then? I always get confused about this part.
No, the
because if it's bad,
is,
does that mean good to you?
If you remember from the first time we met, in business we do, we really focus on good.
Okay.
Any yes. way we get money is good-based, but yes. just vibe-wise, we're it's very complicated, but yes. that was canon.
Got it,
even
got
the
it.
Deeply evil want the business to work, so this was... But it, the confusion is understandable.
Yes, confusion is evil.
Oh, their hind legs are going up.
Oh, yes, they're vibing. They're vibing real hard right now.
Does that mean that more evil forces are coming our way?
I see the fog coming down the corridor behind us. Arnie, Chunt, take the dogs and take Duncan and keep running. I'll hold them off. I'll catch up with you later.
You have to carry me.
You have to carry Duncan, Arnie.
God, what?
Arnie, carry Duncan.
I can try.
Carry me.
Oh, I'll put my arms around your
carry
waist.
Us too.
Try to pick you up.
Carry
please
the dogs
carry
and Duncan.
Oh, fucking glass Joe over here. Every time I try to pick him up by his stomach, he just sort of pukes on my head a little bit.
I can't help it.
Run. I'll protect you. Fly, you fools. Always wanted to say that.
Oh, okay. Did you sort of say fly, you fools? That was rude. Yeah, he's really being a real jerk. What the fuck? Okay.
I thought I finally got a chance to say that.
Okay. It just seems slightly insulting. Okay.
You fly.
Duncan. Nice. Thank you.
It's the last thing I'll ever say to him, probably.
Duncan, have you ever thought about kind of sparing your body and head and getting more into, like, word battles?
Word battles?
Yeah, like cutting words?
Using my words as sort of a weapon? And attacking with my verbiage?
Yeah.
Huh. I've never thought of it before.
Give it a shot.
Hey, fog! Fuck you!
All right.
Yes. Oh.
Did that do anything?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, the fog stopped in its tracks.
It is one of the most evil things to say.
Get it. Take a hike.
Oh, even worse.
Oh, even worse.
John, I'm not sure if we should try to get these people to safety or we should, like, deputize them to help us save other people. Oh, yeah. How do we deputize them? Like, little badges or... Oh, I don't really have any... I guess, honestly, I just think we have to trick them. That's my guess. Maybe, like, knight them?
Yes, we love the night.
We love the night. It's dark.
Yes, turn us into the night.
Okay, let me get out my... I got a tiny little blade here. All right, everyone, take a knee. Duncan's already on his stomach, okay?
I'm laying down.
Oh, those are some good knight moves. Okay, I hereby initiate all of you into knightdom. Let me just... Okay, da-da-da-dee. Shoulder, 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 shoulder. Oh, ah. Duncan, I'm so sorry.
It's just little cuts on my shoulders. Come on, man.
Yeah, sorry. Got the third one's always heavy. Sorry about that. Yeah, just leave the blade in there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, I'm a knight now.
I kept them at bay as long as I could, Arnie. We need reinforcements. I'm afraid I won't be able to fight the ice giants on my own. And if there are more rock hawks or rock hogs or whatever the hell they are, I think we're doomed.
Luckily, we have just been knighted.
What?
So...
Look at the tiny sword in my shoulder.
Yes. Yes, yes. You're prepared now to give up your lives and the protection of Northeastia and all of Foon?
I didn't know that that's what that meant. I'm going to have to ask for a different assignment, maybe something behind a desk.
Okay.
Yes, and also we don't... That seems like doing good. And yes. We don't do good, we do evil.
Okay, so then, Duncan, I'm going to put you in the Journalism Corps.
What?
And Von Kistra and Talimpia, I suppose...
Anything underneath a desk.
Maybe like drone strikes or something, I don't know.
Oh, very good. That is very cowardly and as a result, evil.
Yes.
All right.
Wow. You can't even really grasp the toll of the damage you're dealing in your position. It's quite dark.
Yes. It's dehumanizing, you can say. Yeah, it's probably a problem.
Usador, can I ask you, are we doing a bad job? Like... We've spent most of this time just sort of chatting with three people, like, while the city is burning.
Well, I've been trying to fight forces as they chase us down and saving people where I can and having people shelter indoors and hunker down as I see them. I don't know what else I can do. I need the heavy hitter.
Oh, yes, the most noble thing you can do, encourage to hunker.
Yeah, everybody hunker. Everybody try to hunker.
I'm going to write an article about the idea of hunkering.
Oh.
I mean, there were a number of widows I saw. I mean, I presume they were widows, and I saved them.
Wait, hold
along
on. You just saw a bunch of women.
You saw like a flock of widows.
That's generalizing a lot of women.
They were in black. They were crying.
Yes.
So yes, I made an assumption. They could have just been goth.
So they were already in black. So they were widows. This is before the attack, which happened, which just started.
Yes, and it was right next to the graveyard. So
I see.
I did make some assumptions, and that's on me. I admit when I do wrong, and I have made a grave error. Because I told each of them, please hunker down in your home, and soon love will find you again.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Can I quote you on that?
It's a huge, and I don't know if that's true or not. You know, I was just trying to give them some hope.
Yeah.
I like the first part of the quote better than the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm honored that you are quoting our graffiti from earlier.
Thank you.
It was in the
I knew hallway. I saw that somewhere. Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, it was an earworm, eyeworm.
Okay, how about this? Let's take a quick break, run some ads, and then when we come back, we can continue to try to save the city.
We're monetizing this?
We have to, man. We don't have a choice.
That's evil.
That we approve.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Good luck. Good luck, fair ladies. I'm sure you'll find love again soon. Oh, I just saved some more widows during that break. That was a close one.
Is there like a colony?
What happened here recently that there are so many widows right now?
Quiet! Everyone! Do you hear that? It's the box hawks. I hear them coming down. Soon they'll peck through the very roof. Arnie, I fear that there's not left I could do. No matter how many box cutters I summon, it shan't be enough to stop the box hawks.
Yusor. Hey, you've done so much so far. Let me handle this. Yeah, let me get this.
Okay.
Take a breather. Chunt!
He's doing it.
Wow, it's hard to explain what he's doing, but it's hurting those box hawks.
Huh.
Indescribable.
That's crazy.
Who knew someone could bend that way?
And then back the other way.
Actions.
Oh, well, he's collecting them.
Yeah.
He's got all of them.
He's doing it.
And some of the box hawks have facial expressions like, this is all the box hawks. There's not more of us somewhere else.
But most assuredly there are, which is why I fear I must pull this very dangerous feat, Arnie. I'm going to summon one of the wizards here.
What? You know how to use the spell Wizard Come?
Well, here's the thing about that spell, Arnie.
Are we going to have a talk? Like a serious talk about Wizard
Come? Yeah, sit on my knee.
Okay. This is a weird time, but...
The thing about that spell is, it only works, usually, if the wizard is willing. But I have recharged the Ruby of Galazil, and I believe I can use it to overcome the intent and desires of that wizard, and whichever wizard is closest here, we shall draw them into danger with us, and perhaps then they shall see the error of their ways and help us escape.
Okay, I like that. You're going to use the wizard overcome.
That's right.
Why is everybody lined up to sit on Usador's knee?
He's giving out wishes.
Okay, Elise, let me do little sketches of each person. Okay. All right, look over here.
Get to my bedside.
Of course, yes, of course. Okay, all right. Here you go. Here's everybody's sketch.
Oh, that's what the rock looks like.
Just yes,
plastered on my head this whole time. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the Ruby of Galazeel, I shall now cast Wizard Card.
Not the first time I've heard this.
What am I doing here? I was in my stronghold.
Oh, I... Spintax,
you Usador! You big blue blubbering blubberbot!
But you, big green,
what?
Mucusy
what? You've
turd.
Already not even alliterated.
Yumpy-yimity Spintax.
Hello, Chunt. Arnold. Assorted guests.
You're the last wizard I thought would be summoned here by this spell, for this is your doing, summoning all these creatures and beasts to attack us.
You wizard come to me right here into the sight of my own destruction?
Oh, I sure did.
How dare you? Yes. What did you charge the Ruby of Galazeel?
Yes, how did you know?
Because all my tchotchkes were moved around.
Yes, I have brought you here against your will. But now you see the havoc and destruction you have wrought with your evil ways, Spintax. Why must you cause so much sadness and despondency? Look here at this poor man who's been rocked in the face with magic and a rock and hit in the gut with birds. The most pathetic, saddest, despicable creature you've ever seen.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it looks like a loser. Looks like one of your friends. Big deal. I'll rock him in the face
okay,
right
guys.
Now.
Kalazar,
hit the leg!
Look, I don't know how I got brought into this, but I do think this is unfair on many fronts. Look, you can see that this looks like some kind of hawk's bill. This looks like a pelican. Couple of different bill shapes right into my stomach, which is against the rules.
There are no rules in Wizard War.
There are no rules in Wizard War? Like none?
One only. Win.
Wind?
Wind.
Win.
It's very vague.
Wind!
That's not even a rule. When
so you lose a Wizard War, you break the rules?
You see, Arnie, Chunt, it's very hard, everyone else, it's very hard to have rules in a Wizard War because, like, when you can just, like, turn into a potato with a thought and then turn back into, like, an armoire and then turn into a hawk and fly into the sky, like, shit is crazy and there's no way you can have rules.
We have five rules for the skinny evil dog wars.
Okay, let's hear them.
Lose.
One.
Okay.
Have fun.
Two.
Keep it light.
Yeah. That's the best kind of war when you can keep it light, yeah.
And then just kidding about the last one.
Oh. Yes. Interesting.
There's four. Ha ha.
They're not even five. So evil.
Well, as fun as that was to listen to, I'm going to kill the lot of you right now.
Wait. Spintax, are you saying that us bringing here didn't just convince you to be good and to stop the evil stuff you're doing?
I don't think I'm evil, you idiot.
Oh, shit.
I'm you're fighting right. for right. Why do you always suck me into your stories? I didn't know that I forgot this whole Wizard War was a Magic Tavern story. I thought I was living my life, my best life, conquering this dumb world. And who cares? It'll all be in memory, because even if I don't kill you here, you're all going to die, because another wave of attacks is on its way.
Oh, I hear those giant footsteps. Are the ice giants coming?
Yes, and they're bringing in their arms, they're bringing more, a whole phalanx of fog dogs and rock hawks and box hawks and cog gogs. Well, these are cogs made of gogs, of course.
What is a gog?
They're bringing bat cats and cat bats.
Bad cats and cat bats?
That's right.
Rude dudes and... maybe just rude dudes?
Yep, that's it. They're solo. All the rude dudes. A whole squadron of rude dudes. And, of course, each rude dude has a rude dog.
Whoa. Watch out, widows. The rude dudes are coming.
I have a jacket that says press now, by the way. I'm going to stand over here. I don't count. Just tell them I don't count.
Rude dudes don't care about your press credentials, dude.
Come on.
They're all part of the Bad Boys Club.
Aren't we in charge of the drones?
I'm sorry. Did that dog ask a question?
Yes.
That is my wife. Yes.
Sorry. That you're married to her. What did she say?
Oh, he's evil.
Wow. I'm not.
Wow.
I'm amoral.
He doesn't even hear me. That is so evil.
Yep. I don't understand it.
Great. We're all going to die here.
I wish if I could call them off, I would. But I can't. I told everyone to press the attack no matter what, to never stop, even if they saw me on the battlefield, to continue to fight.
Spintax, did I just hear you say that you are also in danger from all of these things? Like, they would kill you too?
They'd do their dang best.
And you're not immortal anymore.
No, because of this moron.
Oh shit, the ice giants are destroying this building.
Everyone, follow me! This way! Come on!
Oh, Duncan's running with his desk.
I gotta bring it. It's an heirloom for someone. Not me. It just looks nice. It's the nicest desk I've ever had.
A lot of nice detail work there.
Someone get the other side.
Yeah, I gotcha. And one, two, three.
Okay. All right, we gotta go around this corner.
Okay, sure.
We don't have time for this. I'll animate the desk and you can ride it. Sorry, it's wild.
It's bumpy.
Spintax, are you trying to escape with us?
Well, yeah, as long as I don't have to be faster than the rest of you, I just have to be faster than one of you.
He also knows I'll protect him with my powers, even though he would not do the same for me.
Correct.
He also knows I'm really slow.
Also correct.
I was this close to finishing the arts and leisure section about the little wall quotes.
You did not even interview us.
No, I just kind of, I figured it out. I think I knew what you guys were going to say.
What were we going to say?
Yes, what are our favorite quotes?
It's the most evil thing to do is write little quotes.
Yes, that is what we would have said in unison. You have given
me exactly, word by word.
Oh, it looks like you had time to make some daily comics here. What's Family Circumference? What's that about?
So it's this really boring circumference family. I don't really understand. Like, why is it even a circumference? Is what I think when I look at it.
Okay.
It's like maybe my grandparents really liked it or something like that. Like, it's I don't even know how long it's been a thing, but it's been there for a long time.
Kelvin and the Hobbits.
Yeah. It's just these little hobbits playing outside. They have their imagination's nuts. You know,
quickly up this path.
Well, hold on. Did everybody get to say a comic?
Yeah, yes. I'm really trying to.
Sorry.
And the woman who goes ack.
Oh yes, yeah, Cathesius.
Cathesius, I like her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who's this giant Hagrid the Horrible?
Also good. This is the Sunday paper, right? So we got a bunch of them in there.
Full color, neat.
Yeah, you've been busy.
Phantom, sort of just purple guy, just sort of like a Batman kind of guy, but it's purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Quickly, everyone, through this doorway. We're back almost to the central tower. Arnie, look, almost all of Widowville has been decimated.
Wait, all the widows live in this part of town?
Yeah, in Widowville. That's how I knew they were widows. We were in Widowville.
You told them all to go home right before Widowville was destroyed?
Well, I did what I could.
They can't catch a break.
It's true.
I'll use the rubble to form a sort of shelter around us. Kolsar, Terra, Rapta!
That bought us a little bit of time, but I fear death is imminent for all of us. Say your last wishes to the goddesses and speak your final words. I fear soon we shall meet our makers. I love you, Arnie. I love you, Chunt.
Love you.
I love you, Duncan Potato Grease.
I love you, too.
And yes, Talimpia, Funkistra.
Yes.
Though you will hate it, I love you because I know somewhere deep inside there's good in you.
Gross.
Oh,
gross.
Icky, mucky, jucky.
And Spintax.
Yes?
I hope you know that I've always respected you. I've felt deep jealousies at times towards your prowess and your fame and your recognition.
Obvious.
For I never achieved such heights, but I hope that you know I look upon you as one of my greatest peers.
Accepted. My turn. I've known all of you for some time. Some of you longer, some of you shorter.
Great so far.
I think that was it.
That's the end.
Oh, okay.
Fireworks!
Fireworks inside the structure.
Nice. Excellent.
Yes.
Always a strong ending, but I'm afraid I've alerted the forces, my own forces, to where we are.
Is it still time to say final words?
Yes, we are find a word we like to share.
Yes, Funkistra, I would like to say this to you before we are so evilly dead.
Say it!
The worst words ever written. Give me your heart. Make it real. Or else forget about it.
Oh, and I equally to you will have evil words. Words we wrote to cause horror in society on the world.
Say them to me.
I blew Abu Di Abu Dai. Abu Di Abu Dai.
Who did you blow?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Wow. If I had to give my final words right now, and I don't know if you can hear me, my head got kind of sucked into the wall when the rubble became a fort.
Yeah, you look bad. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just sort of a body hanging from the ceiling, but I'm just sort of dangling. I would just wish I was home and kind of just sucking back a cold one, just hanging with my boys. And here we are. We're all dealing with this situation, and I think I'm stronger for it. And I've written more in the last 20 minutes than I have in the last 10 years. And so I got to be grateful for that.
Wow. Nice. Look, Duncan's writing his own obituary.
Yeah.
You put yourself taller than you actually are.
Yeah.
Here lies Duncan Potato Grease, 6'5".
Wow.
He thinks obituaries are gravestones. Guys. Perfect, guys.
A father to a newspaper.
Oh, okay.
A brother to a group of people he met recently.
Oh,
and
us?
Okay. Us.
They don't want to
assume. Kind of a dialogue in this obituary, I guess. And hope everyone, reads this paper, Democracy Dies in the Darkness or whatever. Duncan, Potato Grease out.
I don't love that the paper says Democracy Dies in Darkness or whatever. Like that.
Yes, that's my least favorite. That was the whole slogan.
I wish I could do something to help these people, these poor people here. And there are more refugees here congregating around us. Arnie.
Yeah?
Spintax.
Yes?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Convince them to surrender to me?
No. No, of course not. If they all agree to become unpaid interns for Duncan Potato Grease's newspaper, then they all get a press pass, and I can transport them out of here because they are safe from the conflict.
Who, Duncan?
I'm Duncan.
Who, Duncan?
That's
the guy with his head in the wall.
The guy with the head in the wall. Yeah.
All right. I'm on board. I'm on board.
Listen, everyone.
Yes.
Evil dogs, widows, children. If you all agree to be unpaid interns for the newspaper,
children.
Yes.
There's a bunch of kids here.
Yeah. No, you say
I'll save the children. You save the widows and the
dogs. No. You.
Yes, unpaid internships, the most evil type of job.
I mean, it's good experience. It has to be good experience.
Exposure. Do we at least get a credit?
For you school, not at all.
Oh, evil.
Wonderful.
Children, just dance into this little sack. Just keep on dancing. You'll shrink as you get into the mouth. It'll be fun. You'll be
don't
safe
do that.
Inside.
Children, don't do that, children. Please don't do that.
Don't listen to him. He's the bad guy.
No. Come on. Very well. If you all agree, then say, I hereby swear to uphold the ethics of journalism for all mine days without being compensated.
Is there a shorter version?
Yes.
Just say okay to what I just said.
Okay.
Great. Very well, then. With the power of the press here. Duncan, goodbye. I'm going to whisk you as far away as I can and continue your great work on this paper.
Oh, thank you, Lucidar. It's somewhere particularly temperate weather-wise.
Yes, we'll send you next to the Big Apple. Erof, turtle, turtle, karathara, turtle, turtle.
Yeah. Love you all, not.
What?
Oh, it said not at the end.
That was beautiful.
Wow, what a weird way for us to save a couple people.
We did it. Arnie,
we did that.
I'm afraid
we saved like a dozen people at best, but yes.
I've used a lot of magic. I need a rest. Can we take a quick ad break so that I may be recharged by the power of
of remuneration.
Yes, and you, Zor, if the listeners at home actually listen to the whole ad, will it actually help you recharge a little more quickly?
If you listen to the whole ad and use the promo code, then my powers will be recharged.
Okay, so we saved some people, but there's still a lot of this city that needs to be saved.
Oh, it's true, and I am out of ideas, Ani. I desperately want to help everyone. Spintax, one last plea, that we combine our powers and save the people of Northeastia and bring it usher in a new golden era of peace.
Or, what if you reverse wizard combed me back to my stronghold, and then I would totally tell everyone to stop?
I don't buy that.
Can you put the come back in the bag?
Come back in the bag?
Yes, you know, it's like if you like when you're making icing a cake and you just put too much icing out of the bag, you just put it back in the bag.
Wait, what's that noise? There's something else coming into the city.
What's that? Is it more ice giants? The very sound of it is shaking the earth.
Oh boy.
Could be God Cogs.
Rude dudes, everyone, brace yourself.
It is not Gog Cogs or Box Hawks or Hog Rocks or Fog Dogs.
Or is it Bat Cats or Cat Bats?
It is not Cat Bats. It is not Bat Cum or Cum Backs.
Is it Hot Eats or Cool Treats?
I could be a Hot Eat and or Cool Treat, but it is I, Cabaron Valadin.
Cabaron! Cabalone, this episode has been so jam-packed with accents, I didn't recognize you at first.
Arnie, I heard your call. I brought my friends.
The trees are coming into the city.
I heard your call on the winds of the branches.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of touched a couple trees and I was like, tell Cabalone I need him, but I felt kind of stupid when I did it.
Oh, right? But no, it works. It just takes a long time.
Arnie, you genius. That was... You saved us all, maybe, possibly.
Well, I think I saved me. Like, this is great for me. Like, I'm invincible with all these trees in the city. Cabron, have you ever met Spintax, the evil wizard?
What's up, Cabron?
Oh, the Spintax! I've heard tales of you!
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm sure they were wonderfully entertaining.
I heard you're a fantastically powerful wizard.
The most!
Oh, yes. That's the ultimate?
The ultimate. Look, here's a picture of your mate from a different universe.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
That's the life you could have led.
Oh, I'm happy with the suns and the moons of this life.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Wait, what happened to those widows?
Widowville got... decimated, got smashed pretty bad.
Not Widowville.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saved about 12 people, but not the Widowville.
And I got a bunch of kids in this sack.
No. Give me that sack.
Give it to me. So, Cabalone, if I'm invincible in this city, it looks like there's so many trees in Northeastia now that all of Northeastia is a forest. Is that fair to say?
Jez, you have set passage. When you are in the forest of trees. Now, what is a forest is the question that we have for you.
Oh, shit. That's the question I keep trying to figure out. I think there's enough. Like, there's so many trees in the city now. It's like the end of Macbeth. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. No spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
I'm catching up. I'm just on 12th night. I haven't gotten to Macbeth yet.
Sure.
The prince is a woman.
Oh, come on now. Oh, but a forest is one or more. No, two trees or more. Okay. One tree, no forest.
Okay. Right.
Two trees, tiny forest.
Sure.
Three trees, it's getting better.
Is there a way I can position my body between all the people of Northeastia and all of the monsters attacking Northeastia? Like, would that do something?
Well, you have to find the forest that is in your life. Are you a single tree, or are you a part of a greater forest?
Whoa. I can't tell if he's helping or just, like, speaking, like, metaphorically.
Who are the trees that make up your forest, the Arnies?
The trees that make up my forest?
Is it the Chunts?
Arnie, I mean, Chunt, you're part of my forest for 11 years, and Usador, you're a big part of my forest for 11 years.
11 years? Humans?
It's been a long time.
Yes, 11 human years.
And an 11 looks like two trees.
It does.
It is a tree's favorite number.
Has Holy everything shit. Been leading to this the whole time?
Ha! 11 years of parasocial relationships.
Wait, that's it. I've always wanted to say that, like in a movie. Wait, that's it. But maybe that is it. There might be a parasocial solution here. Guys, we have to get back to the King's chambers before it's too late. We have to get to King Tom Blaine. Chunt, Usador, follow me. Cablone, if you can make it. I know you're a tree. You're very slow.
I'll do my best.
If you can't follow us, just like poke your head in a window or something.
Oh, you
quickly, everyone,
it.
Come on.
Run, Forrest, run.
We have to get to the King's chambers. Okay. Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, this is a lot of running.
I'm floating quickly.
Oh, shit. Spintex is right behind us.
Why don't I float more?
It looks so cool, the floating.
It looks so cool.
It looks cool if you lean into it, but if you just stand straight up, it looks weird. Like, arms folded, it looks insane.
While Spintex is zipping around, I've been thinking about Tom Blaine, and I think maybe he's a little off-kilter. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, he's a little troubled.
I mean, he's a good friend. Love him to death.
Good friend, yes. Bless his heart.
Oh, here are the doors. Should we kick them open? Like, how do we most dramatically go through the doors into this chamber?
Yeah, I'm going to use my powers to, like, magically kick the door in.
That will be cool. Oh, yeah, use, like, mage foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Move out of the way. I want to go first.
No, shit. This is not about you, Spindex.
Then why did you pull me here?
We just need a minute.
Fine. I'll stand over here.
A little closer to the window.
How about this? Is this close enough to the window, Usador?
Chun, Usador, you shoved him at the same time. Were you guys thinking the same thing at the same time?
That's right.
That's right.
We can line that up in post.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll say that's right now. That's right. And then we'll put that in.
Yeah, perfect.
If we remember to do it. Into the chamber. Tom. Hey, buddy. The battle's going kind of bad out there, but hear me out.
All is lost.
Well, I kind of have a plan, although you know how I said I never wanted to be king? I kind of changed my mind. I sort of need to be the king now.
Oh, you just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right, and everywhere you look, you're standing in the spotlight. This is what you've always wanted, isn't it?
Look, I know I seem like a huge hypocrite. I didn't want it, but here's the thing. Look at this golden branch. It gives me safe passage through every forest. Look out the window. Northeastia is now a forest.
Well done. Then you've got safe passage through Northeastia. But what about the people?
Tom Blaine, you said it yourself. The king is the people. The people are the king.
Yes, that's me.
Is it fair to say if I were king, and look, we know I went out of the Batcave earliest, so I have a claim to be the king. If I were the king, would that probably protect everyone in Northeastia?
A king is his people. You are the people. You have a protection. Oh, it just might work.
It occurs to me maybe you were speaking metaphorically, and I really put way too much weight on that.
No, king is his people, literally. No, that's true.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
it's in the laws.
I thought it was going to be like the end of like a horror movie where they're like, we've got to jump through the mirror. And you're thinking, what the fuck? Like, why? What makes you think that's going to do anything?
Oh, should we jump through the mirror? I didn't even think of that. Like, we could escape. We could jump through the mirror. Let's do that.
Me first.
Oh, fuck. Buddy.
Fuck, buddy. Fuck,
you've been hitting the head
fuck,
too fuck. Many times during this battle.
Tom Blaine. Fuck. It is the time for you to stand down and make way for King Arnold. I command you, but you shall not be left behind. You have two choices. Either jump through this mirror or accept the position in the king's army of Lieutenant Commander.
Oh, that's not a very good rank. No. You know what? I'm going to jump through the mirror.
You just saw the
guys. I went through the mirror. I was in a wardrobe for one day. It was kind of normal.
He always has the same kinky dream that he's in a wardrobe. I don't know.
Look,
trying on garments.
I'm happy for all of you. I just heard Arnie say the two words that we've all been waiting 11 years to hear him say to Chunt. Fuck buddy.
Yeah, fuck buddy. Yeah, Arnie, we're fuck buddies.
Okay, next season, if you need me to introduce you as my fuck buddy, we could figure something out in the off season.
Finally, the will they, won't they. The will they, won't they has been fulfilled.
Tom Lane, what is your decision?
I am going through the mirror. But first, I shall give my crown to Arnie. Yes, some great adventures do await you as king, and surely great adventures await me on this side of the mirror. Perhaps I shall find a new life there. Perhaps I will be an actor. Perhaps I will be a dog.
What?
You don't know. A magic mirror like this could be a world of dogs, and I could just be a dog.
I guess so.
Farewell, my friends.
Farewell.
Defeat the wizards. I'm going through the mirror.
How come it worked for him? That is really weird.
Look in the mirror. There's a dog running away.
Wait, he's acting like he's running away. He's both. Guys, he's both.
He did it all.
Did he act like he went into the mirror?
Like, no, I think he went through the mirror, but I think once he got on the other side, Arnie, he turned into... Who's that guy you always say could be both a dog and an actor, Elijah Wood?
Sure, I always say that.
We shall find out what has happened to Tom Blaine later. Arnie, take your rightful seat so that I may bow and genuflect.
Is there anything official I need to do? I want to make sure I'm saving everybody to be the king?
Take thine seat. Take thine position.
Oh, looks like there's a little control panel here.
Oh, most of these are dessert-related buttons.
Oh, I forgot one thing. Yeah.
34 C's.
Hang on, let me get my quill.
34 cups of coffee, maybe?
Put this right. My name is King. Okay. Right on your chest right there.
I mean, I don't feel any different. Maybe it's just imposter syndrome. Look out the window. Is the battle still going on?
Arnie, you've done it. The tide has turned. The fog dogs are clearing. I can start to see the ground again.
Let me grab this big, this must be like a big announcement horn, maybe? Let me...
Attention, citizens, the king is dead! No, sorry, the king is a dog! Sorry, the king is acting like a dog!
Ding dong, the king is dead?
Ding dong, the king is dog! Hold on.
The rock hogs are turning to pebbles! The box hogs are finally opened!
The gog hogs are doing whatever they do.
And they're doing it loudly.
The fat cats are turning around. The rat hats are dissolving into liquid.
The Samantha bees are still doing their best, and I love their work. Someone's coming through the door. Who is it? Prepare yourselves.
Everyone hunker down.
Oops, I'm back from out the window.
damn you. I thought that window might have been your final undoing.
Well, now we're here in the wherever this place is, and I have an idea where I become the king of Northeastia, which was my original idea.
Spintax, you're a little late.
You're a little late with my death spell.
Fuck.
Damn, Arnie.
Shield!
Wait, Usador, you don't need to. I'm in the forest. I'm in the forest that is Northeastia now. I'm invulnerable.
That's right.
How can you... What? How?
Spintax, do your worst. Try to kill Arnie.
Try it.
All right. Head spike.
Nope.
Just bounced right off.
Oh, dang.
Sound was kind of funny, though.
Cameron, can you poke your head in here? Do you see this?
I found a window to lean into.
Hello.
Hello.
Good, you're here just in time for me. Third try's the charm to kill Arnie. Speaking of charms, here's this. I'm going to put together a little necklace. Here's a charm. Swallow this, human.
Don't you swallow it?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, Arnie. Well, then fine. That's not going to work either.
And it's not just Arnie, Spintax. Now that Arnie is king, everyone in Northeastia is protected from your evil.
Oh, so this rain of swords won't kill Chant?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
What are you going to do now, smart guy?
Killing Usador in the past won't work?
Wait, what? What are you doing?
Hold on.
I tried to go back into the past to kill you, Usador, but it didn't work.
That was close, because that might have been a good loophole, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I know why it didn't work for Spintax. Look, over there in the corner, with his arms folded, sort of leaning on a desk, it's Can. Thanks, Can.
I'm not going to say much.
Good.
Sure.
Perfect.
Thanks, Can. So Spintax is kind of a lot to explain, but I'm king of Northeastia now, and everyone in Northeastia is unkillable?
Even the fog dogs?
I guess even the baddies that you sent, although they're not citizens of Northeastia.
Not yet.
Shouldn't there be a path to citizenship for the fog dogs and the rock hogs and the box hawks?
There is, and if they want to live here peacefully with everyone else, they're welcome to join. You also aren't a citizen, so, Spintax, we could kill your ass right now.
Don't.
Should I kill you? Do you want me to try to kill you? How about a rain of swords on you? Eternal Katan!
Oh, 1,000 tiny swords! Ow.
Yeah, it's annoying, and it hurt a little bit, but it didn't kill you. But you know now that I could.
I don't like this anymore. The power dynamics have changed in the Fooniverse. I'm out of here. Dissolve into a puddle.
Oh, just walked out the door.
But in your memories, I dissolved into a puddle.
Oh, shit. And now I remember that
did
way.
Work.
Whoa, remember when he dissolved into a puddle?
That was crazy. Amazing.
That was insane.
That was wild.
Guys, I hear the bells. The bells outside the city. For some reason, somehow people know that the day is saved and they're ringing the bells.
Whoa, yeah, Arnie. The bells.
Against all the odds, we saved the whole city except for the people that died before we saved them.
Well, we did the best we could and we've saved the vast majority of the city. But now, Arnie, what are you going to do as king?
I guess I gotta stay here. I mean, I guess everyone has a special ability, and the best you can hope is that you can use that to help people, and my special ability is making everything about myself.
Let me take a knee here. Arnie, king. King Arnie, my liege. The king is gone. Long live the king. Buddy, love you.
Chunt, my friend. You kneel to no man.
Well, both know that's not true.
Your Majesty.
All hail King Arnie! Arnie, knee king!
Congratulations, King Arnie.
Oh, thank you, Cavallon. I'm just excited there's a lot of possibilities for next season.
Oh, right, yeah. Let's list a couple.
The king, is involved in court intrigue?
Okay.
Tokyo Drifts?
We've got a couple months to figure out ideas, I think.
I've been handed this message to pass along from legal. The phrase, we've got a couple of months to figure out ideas, does not represent a binding contract that we will figure out any actual ideas. Use It All the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Duncan Potato Grease was played by Zach Oyama. Check out Zach's podcast, Rotating Heroes, on HeadGum. And watch him on Dimension 20, that's too many dimensions, on Dropout. Von Keistra of the Dark, the evil skinny dog, was played by Mujan Solfigari. Check out Mujan on Last Week Tonight, Gremlins, Secrets of the Mogwai, At Home with Amy Sedaris, Sesame Street, Apple TV, Comedy Central, and more. Talimpia of the Dark, the evil skinny dog, was played by Seth Lind. Seth is a co-creator of the improvised sci-fi comedy podcast Mission to Zix, currently releasing its Tribeca Festival-winning prequel series, The Young Old Derf Chronicles. It's just nice to know there's a quality improvised sci-fi comedy podcast out there somewhere. Spintax the Green was played by Charlie McCracken. Cabalon Valentine the Tree was played by John Sabine. You can see John perform live with the Late 90s, Sunday nights at Logan Square Improv in Chicago, and as part of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. King Tom Blaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And special thanks to Olivia Nielsen for providing a few lines as Hildy Shiblin, the ancient turtle. Before I get to the rest of the credits, this was the season finale, so stop clapping, let me finish. We're taking a break. We'll be off for your Earth season called Summer, prepping for a new season and letting our editors emotionally recover. But there will be something new on the feed every week until we're back. we'll be unlocking a variety of bonus episodes from behind the Patreon paywall for the first time, including all of Season 2 of Offices and Bosses. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, Ask Me Anything, Part 2, where I answer questions submitted by patrons. And while I throw a lot of shade at this podcast, I can tell you, this one episode is awesome. Why isn't it quite as good as mayonnaise? Esme Singer. Oh, what's your favorite movie with a dog as the main character? That would be a tie between Up and The Thing. Shuttle writes, have you ever had any pets? And along with this, Parker Scarborough writes, have you ever considered getting a pet for the bunker? What would you name it? What animal creature? This is a timely question because there's actually an exciting new breed of feral parakeet known as a murderkeet, and I'm almost ready for the emotional commitment. I will call her Vengeance. I'll keep you updated. Bennett writes, what is your favorite beeping and booping noise? Favorite beeps and boops, of course. I mean, can turn my day around. It's delightful, you must agree. Whereas, is the worst. Why even have that? What is it doing here? Ugh, I mean, I need something to shake off this funk. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Oh dear, quality entertainment. It warms the soul, doesn't it? To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Speaking of the Patreon, starting in June, we'll begin a new season of Offices and Bosses on the Patreon, Season 5. Also, there'll be a Patreon meet and greet on the Magic Tavern Discord Tuesday, May 26th. If you join the Patreon, you can swing by and ask the hosts awkward questions about the show. If you're thinking, shouldn't that be Ask the Awkward Hosts questions about the show? Yes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. He's still got it, folks. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.